know. Gotta let them boom.
Back at it again. Point of Perspective Podcast. Hump Day is coming up tomorrow, and that's when you'll most likely hear this episode. And we're going to get right into it, man. Got somebody on the line to help me bust this episode out. Who on the line right now?
Oh, you know, it's your boy Abdul Aesthetics, back for another banger of an episode. You know, people really showed the last episode a lot of love, so I figured why not? I can, you know, grace the microphone one more time.
Yeah, man. Before we go any further, man, I just want to take this time to congratulate you on a milestone in your life, man. If you don't mind talking about it, man, tell the people what you just came up on, man, you know, in your personal life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, it's all good. Well, you know, times is these times is either make or break, you know. Like, I'm 28 years old right now, and you know, sometimes you just gotta, you know, put your head down and get your shit together. And I finally decided to do that. Finally decided to get my my CDL. You see what I'm saying? Truck driving license.
What class CDL you got for the people? What class?
Class. I only got one restriction, and that's the what you call it? The goddamn automatic transmission. No, automatic, manual transmission. That's the only restriction I got on mine.
Mm-hmm. But it's a class A, right?
It's a class A.
Yes, there you go, yes, man. Class A, man. Once again, class A. Congratulations. You know, yes. from an uncle to a nephew. Congratulations,
yes, sir.
Man. You know, it's only one way to go but up, man. So, like I said, I just want to put that out there, man. Proud of you, man. Keep on pushing.
Appreciate it.
Other than that, man, we could roll right into this thing, man. So you know, I like to say, unless you would hiding under a rock, what's going on in the culture? T.I. and Tiny, accusations are heating up big time, yep. Man. Man, I'm gonna just let you go ahead and jump right into it. Abdul, what's your overview? Well, I mean, do me one thing. Catch the people up on this first, and then give me your overview on this thing.
Well, I mean, I don't have all the information, but from what I've heard, oh my goodness, when did this start popping up? Like 6 weeks ago or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm. It's been a couple of months, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right, so like 2 months, and T.I. went live on Instagram and basically dispelled everything. But apparently, it's him, and the first accusation was him and Tiny were involved in sex trafficking, which he came out and said that was BS, and you know, a lot of females have apparently come out and say that, you know, they both are what, sexual abusers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's no shock to me. It's no shock to me that celebrities do a lot of wild shit in their own bedroom. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But apparently, you know, like I said, it's a lot of females coming out saying that these guys are vindictive, sadistic ass people who are, you know, disgusting and shit like that. And that's pretty much what's been floating, you know, as of right now.
Okay. And what is your perspective, man, on, you know, what you know so far about this mess?
Well, my perspective, my point of perspective, and a lot of people are not going to agree with the way that I feel about shit like this, but I really don't care. I do not believe anybody fresh out the gate. I don't, because we live in a society. You have to listen. You have to look at it like this. We live in a society to where, as a man, regardless of your level, what you could be a broke motherfucker, you could be a wealthy motherfucker, you could be somewhere in between. An accusation, especially from a woman in the sexual, of the sexual degree, a negative accusation could literally destroy your reputation and your career, right?
Yep.
So, when it comes to a situation like this, when somebody says, oh, like the first thing that came to my mind was, okay, this is fucking ridiculous. You know, not saying I don't believe it, not saying I do believe it, but it's fucking, this is ridiculous. Like, why would they even do that? Now, just because the speculations and accusations have come up, due process is due to anybody who is being accused of anything, correct?
Yep.
So, excuse me, it is your right to at least be able to sit in front of a trial after evidence has been piled against you. You prove your case, this person proves their case, and now the evidence is laid out, and then the court system makes a decision. You should at least be given that. But a lot of people don't see it that way. The minute a man is accused of anything, and of course, you know, it's a T.I. and Tiny, but T.I., when you hear something about the situation, you really only hear T.I. now. You don't hear T.I. and Tiny. You hear T.I. this, T.I. that, because he's the big guy. He's the bigger figure. You see what I'm saying? Right. He's the main guy. So, excuse me, when a lot of people are turning on him because of these accusations, and I'm just like, This is fucking ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Now, if he's guilty, just like R. Kelly, if he's fucking guilty, let him sit in jail. Let him do what he got to do to serve his time or face the consequences. I am all for that. But you're not going to sit here and just accuse me or accuse somebody of something and have me believe you off of the merit that you're a woman. That's not going to work, bro. That's not going to work too many times. Too many times, and you know personally my situation.
Right.
You know, too many times men have been victimized because of a bad relationship and a woman made a false accusation. You know, whenever I hear this, whenever I hear shit like this, you know, not saying that what happened to these young ladies either didn't happen or isn't true, because I don't know. Nobody knows, right? But whenever I see situations like this, I always heart back to, and I can't remember his name right now, but the young fella who was at college, he played for Baylor College. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? BYU? Not BYU. But anyway, Baylor. Same place that RG3 went to college.
Okay.
He was like top 10 defensive players in the league. One of the females he went to college with lied and said, or accused him of rape and sexual assault. He lost everything. 4 or 5 years later, it comes out that she fucking lied about it. Okay, and the courts was basically like, oh, okay, she lied. Well, all right, bye. What the fuck? Like, I'm a fucking D5 college athlete, you know, best in the fucking country. I had a bright future ahead of me, and because of what some lying motherfucker said, I lost all that, and the only thing you can tell me is, oh, sorry, we got it wrong? No, I'm sorry. It does not work like that. It should not work like that, I should say, but it does work like that, apparently. So, you know, I'm really just on the fence about this whole thing.
Okay. Point taken. Let me look at this through a different glass. And just like you, I'm of the same belief. If they are found guilty in the court of law, then whatever that punishment for, you know, that state, that county, you know, says for has to happen to them, then so be it. What we have here is we have about, last I checked, about 30 women accusing them of sexual assault in the form of rape and being held at gunpoint and, you know, forced to do XYZ. Just like you said, we don't know what happens. Apparently, T.I. is being found guilty in the court of public opinion, as a lot of people are found guilty. You know, we can go into names on and on and on again. And unfortunately, that's one of those double standard type of things where you're guilty before you're proven innocent. You know, and in this case, the thing I heard today is that, if you are following the Marvel Cinematic Universe, T.I. has been in the first two Ant-Man movies, and he will not be coming back for part three because of these accusations. And right. So the key word is, because of the accusations, he will not be coming back to the Ant-Man 3 franchise, which I'm sure that is translating into a lot of dollars lost for T.I.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those things, man. I hate to say it. It is not looking good. If this was a few women, you know, I'd be like, okay, it's a few women, man. But like I said, and I might be wrong on this number, but the number has jumped from a few to 11 to 30.
Right.
And that's really not looking good. I mean, I'm just gonna keep you real from an optics standpoint.
Right.
That really don't look good, you know, and it's one of those things. Let's play this out and let's act as if we have all the answers and we are behind the scenes. OK, so
right.
Let's say that all of this was consensual threesomes, consensual swinging that got a little rough. OK. That got a little rough, and these people were paid some under the table money,
right,
to thank them for their services and just shut the fuck up and go away.
Right.
Here's the problem with that, man. If you don't get some non-disclosures signed for sticky situations like this, because I'm gonna tell you, a lot of this stuff happens more than often with people in high profile, not just celebrities, but, you know, high profile politicians. But the thing that separates them from this T.I. situation, like I said, we're playing devil's advocate. We have all the answers. We are behind the scenes. This is all fictional. The thing that separates them is a lot of this stuff is done so legitly that, hey, you are agreeing to what is about to happen. You know, it might get a little rough. Don't mind the donkey in the corner. You know,
mind the peanut butter.
Right. Exactly. You know, so, and I think that they didn't have all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed, man. And what you have now is this big snowball that is coming down the hill. And it just don't look good. But like I said, I mean, I personally hope that this stuff is, you know, just more so on the consensual side, and this is a money grab, than you know, T.I. outright hitting women in the head with guns and holding them at gunpoint. I really don't think that's what happened.
But, I don't think that's what happened.
But at the same time, man, you got up to 30 women all saying a similar thing, man, and that's not a good look in the court of public opinion. That ain't good.
It's
a good look at all. I'm telling you that right
it's
now.
It's not a good look. It's not. It's not a good look. I don't know what the fuck word I was trying to say. But it is. It's not a good look at all. You know, and on top of that, because we talked about, you know, the women being justified in what they're doing in the form of, if this is true, then T.I. and his wife have to face whatever the fuck comes their way.
Right.
But let's talk about the other side of the sword.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
How many of these women are opportunists?
Mm-hmm.
How many of these women got paid the money? Let's just hypothetically say that we, you know, like, let's just go off of what you said again. Let's hypothetically say that we got, you know, the evidence that on none of this stuff, none of the what he's being accused of is true, but he does not have any paperwork to back this up, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How many of these women got paid but then ran out of their fucking money and was like, I know a way to get more money. Come on now.
Yeah,
and see, if that's the case, if that is the case, that really messes it up for a lot of females who truly go through traumatic experiences like this.
Yeah.
Because now let's just say 2 months later, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later down the line, it comes out that none of this shit is true. All of them lied. They all got paid off, and they all decided we're going to take money from this motherfucker because we ain't got it. The next time this happens to a high-profile celebrity, people are going to be more inclined to not believe those women because of the lies that are being told right now.
Mm-hmm.
See, public opinion works both ways. See, people love you when you're up, and they hate you when you're down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And it does not take anything to turn on you. Just 2 years ago, when it was either 2 years ago or last year, I can't remember, but just 2 years ago, it was T.I., Killer Mike, Candace Owens, and a few other black celebrities on that.
Right.
And people were literally praising T.I. for what he said to Candace Owens. Oh, you started with some bullshit. There was never a good part of America for black people. And da 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 da. He had his points. She had, she was making her points, or she was trying to make her points as well, right? But aside from everything, people focused on what T.I. said to her and praised him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, all it took was a few accusations to completely turn on him.
Yeah, that's right. That's all it takes, man.
It took word of mouth is literally the foundation in which his life is built on. Word of mouth is literally shaking that foundation right now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I will never be able, even before what happened to me, and I'll gladly go into what happened to me if we have time, you know, but even before what I had to go through, I felt the same way. Due process is something that should be awarded to anybody who's being accused of anything. You can't just immediately believe something just because a woman said it. You have to treat them just like you treat the men.
Right.
Because if a man says something, if a man says that a woman sexually assaulted him, he's going to get laughed at. Oh, you probably wanted it. Oh, you enjoyed it. You can't, no woman can sexually assault you. That's fucking ridiculous. Right? That's the double standard that we have to live with. Yep. Right? That's the double standard that we have to accept. It could happen to me. It could happen to you. It could happen to any one of your brothers, any one of my brothers, any one of your homeboys that you know, any man that it doesn't. Look at the Johnny Depp situation. Look at the Johnny Depp situation. It took an entire year for anything to happen to his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. I can't remember her name. She just recently got dropped from Aquaman 2. After Johnny Depp got dropped from damn near everything he was doing for that year. Public opinion destroyed. The only thing that saved him is the fact that he had bruises and she didn't. That's the only thing that saved him. And he has a very, you know, heartfelt personality, and he really connects with his fans when he can.
Yeah.
You know, but not to get too far off track. That's just how I feel about the whole thing.
No, man, I can dig it, man. And I mean, you entitled to your perspective. Let me read something to you, and just to reiterate why I was saying, you know, the optics of this look so bad. So this what I'm about to read is taken from the New York Times. So you can just jump on your Google search, look this article up, type in T.I. and Tiny accusations, it'll pop up. But I'm read this to you real quick, man, and tell me what you think. And then it's like midway in the article. It says the woman interviewed by the Times said that they initially felt more at ease because they were being showered with attention by what seemed like a committed couple. Miss Harris, whose nickname Tiny comes from a petite stature, served as a friendly figure. They expressly compared with more aloof T.I., whose career was on an ascent at the time. The woman said they had not suspected Miss Harris, a longtime Atlanta resident who co-wrote the TLC hit No Scrubs, of being a predator.
Right.
The Blackburn's letters to law enforcement officials also included the account of the Atlanta-based woman who become friends with Miss Harris when they were teenagers, and who also went on to work for the couple around 2005, traveling and partying with them. On several occasions, T.I. forced her to take multiple ecstasy pills, and the duo forced her to engage in sexual acts with different women against her will. Miss Blackburn wrote, which I'm guessing Miss Blackburn was the accuser, probably one of the primary accusers. She has a personality witnessed woman complaining of being kidnapped and held against their will for days at a time. In an interview with the Times, the woman said that she was never approached by the authorities because she never approached the authorities because she was afraid or scared of what might happen to her and her family. So this thing, from just reading that little excerpt, before I switch it back to you, man, it looks like this thing started off as something mutual and it was partying and then it got aggressive. Now, from that point on, you know, if we're going by what she said, that ain't a good look. Like I said, it was a mutual thing, and maybe she started going to church and she feels bad for her past. I don't know. I don't know, man. But just that, a little excerpt is wild, you know.
Right, right. Well, you know, I mean, listening to that, it does give you more, you know, in depth. It does give you a more in depth look. And the fact still remains, you know, we got to let this thing play out.
Yeah.
If it happens, I'm sorry it happened to you, and hopefully the justice system, as crooked as it is, hopefully the justice system will do its thing, or do what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And actually see this thing through to the end in the proper light. And if it's not, you know, adversely, same, you know, there should be some type of remuneration being paid towards T.I. for his name being slandered,
mm-hmm.
for his public image being destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a give and take situation. You know what I'm saying? Jerome says this all the time. This is really touch and go. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So we just, you know, I'm just sitting back. I'm not really, you know, reading into it every single day. I'm just sitting back and seeing how this thing is going to unfold. I know the direction that it can go, and it most likely will go, because that's the direction it's been going,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the public is, and of course, you have to take in consideration the era we live in. We live in the, you know, women empowerment era, right? So the power that comes behind a woman making these accusations is almost unstoppable, right? You can't really, if you don't have all your ducks in a row when you go against a force like that, you're going to get blown out the way. You're going to get blown away, right?
Right.
So, like I said before, you know, hopefully they work this thing out. Hopefully the truth comes out and everybody can move on with their lives after this.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, man. Let's see. We can only hope, man. Switching gears, man. Bobby Shmurda is out of jail finally. Right. You know, yeah. I mean, well, he got out. When did he get out? A few days ago, if I'm not mistaken. What type of impact, man, you think that's going to have on the hip hop game / culture going into the summer?
None.
Zero, huh?
None whatsoever. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, if you're talking about like today's, and I'm doing the finger quotation, today's rap, mm-hmm. I'm a very big critic, because I'm not going to sit here and say that somebody's song is hard just because the beat is good. I'm not going to sit here and say that the song is good because one person had a good verse. The song has to be good because everything about it is good. Okay? So when we talk about people like Bobby Shmurda, you know, and I'm not going to lie, you know, when he went to jail, I felt no ways about it, because mm-hmm. think about it. Bobby Shmurda only has two songs that the public really knows about.
Right.
That's a Hot Nigga. And I believe it's a song called Bobby Bitch. Is that the one he was like, I'm feeling like Tom Cruise. It's one of those, you know, he's only had a few songs in his short time that kind of made any, you know, splashes. But his song Hot Nigga was the, you know, with the dance and the hat throwing and all that shit. Mm. That was the big song. And if we're being honest, people were actually starting to question his longevity because of the other songs that came out after that, because they weren't as good. People were starting to call him a one-hit wonder. People were starting to say things like, oh, is he going to be able to, you know, do this, that, and the third? But then he went to jail. And then the reason behind why he went to jail really kept him relevant for mm-hmm. all these times. Right. How long did he go to jail for? Like 7 years?
I believe 8 years.
Eight years. Mm-hmm. The only reason, in my opinion, the only reason that he's been able to stay so relevant. It's not because of his music. You know, it's not necessarily because of what he did. I think it's because of the sheer infatuation that people have with connecting black men to crime, to the crime culture. I really think that that is why he stayed so relevant. Oh, you know, you in the streets, you got to stay down. You don't snitch. You do that. You don't do that. You know, it's the exact opposite of what, you know, that boy 6ix9ine did. You see what I'm saying? He got himself into a situation was like, well, shit, I'm telling on everybody. Right. You see what I'm saying? And, you know, we can talk about that. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, it
but
is.
The thing with Bobby, the thing with Bobby Shmurda, you know, he's not going to have any impact on hip hop. I mean, to be honest, because my dude only got like two songs and nothing else. It's just, you know, in my opinion, it's just that infatuation with, you know, oh, he stuck to the quote unquote street code and he didn't switch up and he took time because, you know, he took, 8 years because they were going to give his homeboy 15 years and then they both served the same amount of time because he took some of the time from, you know, shit like that. You know, I think in about, you know, he might drop a song or two, but by 2023, nobody's going to be talking about Bobby Shmurda. I promise you that.
Well, I mean, before I get to what I think, the average rap career isn't that long anyway, you know. So
no.
So if he actually can be hot until 2023, he did pretty good. But anyway, I am a little more optimistic about Bobby Shmurda. I think if he gets with the right set of people, producers, ghostwriters, all of that stuff. Because I don't remember him being a very lyrical person like a Nas
no.
or a Kendrick Lamar, but he is a good performer, you know. So I do believe that if he gets with the he gets the right people in his corner, he has a chance to actually capitalize on the momentum of the time served and him getting out and everything. So I think he has a shot, man, to actually have a impact on the hip hop culture this summer. Now, after the summer, I don't know. But like I said, being that the average rap career really is only what, maybe 3 to 5 years, if you can stay consistent and keep doing collaborations. I think Drake right now has one of Drake and Future probably are two of the most consistent people dropping like every 5 minutes probably. So, you know, I think he got a chance, man. If he do the right collaborations and the right producer behind him, I think he got a chance to capitalize on that momentum, man.
I mean, well, you know, it's cool to feel that way, and I never go against somebody who feels that way about a specific artist because, you know, music, probably one of the most subjective things
yes.
in the world.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. Like, don't you like E-40?
Who? No, you're talking to the wrong person.
Okay. No. You think that Ludacris can't rap. You think that Ludacris isn't good.
I think that Ludacris solo stuff is not for me. He does better on collaborations.
Let me tell you something. Ludacris is one of the greatest rappers of all time.
I'll never say that.
That just goes into my point to say how subjective music is. Because
it's definitely subjective.
You know, we hear the same thing, but we feel different ways about it. Yeah. I just heard on my way to Tennessee to take the final test to get my CDL. What was the name of that song? It's a song by Ludacris. It's just him by himself. And he is literally just rapping his ass off for like 4 straight minutes.
Mm-hmm.
My God, I can't remember. I used to have that song on my phone, but regardless, and it's like I'll be honest, you know, because I don't really listen to modern music anyway. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I listen to it, but I don't actively go seek it. It's kind of like pork. I'll eat a piece of pork, but I'm not gonna go actively buy the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I haven't heard a Ludacris song in a while because all I listen to is instrumentals now.
Mm-hmm.
But it just reminded me, just hearing that song, it just reminded me of how much of a fucking MC this guy really is.
Yeah, now,
you know,
I will never dispute Luda's lyrical talent.
Yes.
You know, so that's a different conversation. You got lyrical talent, right, and you got the composition of a song from start to finish. And so, mm-hmm, and so, like I say, I prefer him when he does collaborations with other people. I think to me, he's stronger that way. But that's just my preference. But no, I mean, he's definitely lyrical. You know, like I said, you know, if you follow hip hop, you know, yeah, Luda got flow. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
you know. But like I said, I can't. He would there's too many other rappers ahead of him in my book before I could put him in that upper echelon. Not to say that he can't rap though, but like I said, in my book he got some competition ahead of him.
I'm telling you, man, Ludacris is nasty. But you know, that just goes to prove my point, you know what I'm saying, that it's just really subjective.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, that's all I was really trying to say about that.
It's all good, man. All good, man. Shoot, man, we going to close it out, man. Appreciate you coming through, man. Help me bang out this episode.
Yes, sir.
For the people out there who just hard of hearing, how can they catch up with Abdul Aesthetics on social media?
Well, you know, everything, I like to make it as simple for people as possible because I know convenience is key in today's society. Everything is Abdul Aesthetics. The only thing that's slightly different is there's an underscore between Abdul and Aesthetics on Instagram. So Twitter, Instagram, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, everything. Abdul Aesthetics, Abdul Aesthetics. It took me forever to get that fucking wording down pat. But, you know, everything, man, just check me out. I'm actually going to start posting new videos as soon as this week. I'm going crazy on TikTok. And I'd be the first one to tell you, I used to think it was the corniest shit ever. But I got like 11,000 followers on TikTok. You know, I got like almost 800 subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just trying to get it, man. And you know, with me getting my CDL and stuff like that, I'll be able to, you know, live a more stress-free lifestyle.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And, that, and that'll be it. That'll give me the energy that I need to put back into my content.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because I'll tell you. Oh, what were you going to say?
I mean, you know, you got to let me know when you get back into the funny skits, man, because, you know, that was up my alley, man. So you know, you let me know when you start shooting that stuff again. I want in on that.
Yes, that's mainly gonna be on the tip of all talks, man. You know, and what I was gonna say is that, you know, coming from what I was doing before I went to get my CDL, man, you know, doing FedEx, like, and I tell anybody listening, if you were a package handler, if you work for FedEx somehow, a package handler, a driver, if you're thinking about driving for FedEx, man, let me tell you something. Probably the most stressful job I've ever had in my life. I'm so serious. Probably the most stressful job I've ever had in my life. No job will tire you out more than working for a package delivery service. Mm. UPS is probably just like that, but see, people at UPS be getting paid $1,000 per hour, so they don't give a shit, you know. But yeah, man, and, you know, I just come home so fucking tired, I'd only have enough energy to wash off and go to sleep, you know. So I'm so serious. So you know, driving the truck, man, and being able to just, you know, live out of the truck, basically, mm-hmm, you know. I don't want to go too deep into detail. That would just take too long. But, you know, right, basically being able to do that, it'll just, you know, it just frees up my mind, man. And I'm one of these cats where I just love being on the road. Like, I love being on the open road. I love seeing shit I've never seen before. I love traveling to different places. And, you know, I love getting paid. So when you put all those things together, why not be a truck driver?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I can dig it, man. Like I said, man, once again, congratulations on that, man. And I mean,
appreciate,
you know,
it.
Nothing but up from here, you know. That's all you, yes, can do. Point of perspective, you know, on all social media outlets. And I'm actually going to launch a TikTok purely for,
yes, sir,
purely for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm, one thing real quick, I got a partner of mine. He's been on the show quite a few times. Big Norris Singletary, him and his wife, Queen D, have just launched a YouTube page. Really, really good content.
I saw that.
You got to check that out. I put the link on my Facebook Point of Perspective podcast page. So you can go there and you click the link. But like I said, it is Big N-O and Queen D YouTube page. Check it out. Support it. You know, that's what we try to do. We try to support each other out here so we can all get, you know, get to the bag, as they would say. And yeah, man, other than that, man, you know what it is. Point of Perspective is out.